Now, you know what really gets to me? Y'all expect me to follow this, don't you? See, they're all standing and clapping. It's not for me to start preaching. It's because what a great job you did, kid. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I tell you, it amazes me. For a small church our size, the talent of people that's in this church, not only from this blessed child, and all three of their children have talent. I don't have a clue where they got it from. Oh, no, don't even go there. Of course, every time I say that to Ryan, he said, you know, you got two talented kids, and I don't have a clue where they got it from. So, you know, it goes all kinds of different ways. But this stage up here, three people took the least amount of money that this church has ever spent and made the best stage we've ever seen.
Amen.
Stephanie, Eva, and Kendra, this is what you see. Give these ladies a hand of applause. I mean, it is just, it's fantastic. They did this for $85. Some churches couldn't do that for $2,000. No, that's how talented a group of people that we've got in this church. And any one of you, whether you gave us a penny or you gave us $100, whatever it is that you gave us, every dime of that goes to put on the best vacation Bible school out in this county. Give this one applause. Well, I don't know if I can blend in with them. I don't know. I mean, they got monkeys and everything. I can blend in with monkeys. Where's my bodyguard? That's right. You gotta go see my bodyguard, guys. That's what I'm talking about. They're calling me monkeys and everything else up here. That's right. I'm gonna start. He may have lost 100 pounds, but he's still a fighter. I can tell you that right now. Well, all right. Tonight's the big night. We start at 6 o'clock. Teachers, we need you here before because we're going to dress you up. And what is it I'm going to be?
Turkey.
All right.
You know, at one time, Melissa, I used to have a lot of authority. I think I lost that about 27 years ago. But anyway, I am going to be a turkey, but that is no reflection of the respect that you have for me. Right. Okay, well, forget that. All right. But anyway, we're going to have a fantastic week. We've set the air conditioners down as low as we can get them.
Amen.
And you ought to hear the menu that we've got. Angie, what are we going to be eating this week?
Pizzas tonight. Okay. The other night we have barbecue sandwiches and chips. We have spaghetti and we're having tacos.
You can eat that whole, man. I'll tell you, right? Best dinner we got. Don't put it like that.
Roger and Julie and Angie have done a phenomenal job in the kitchen for this year's Bible school.
Yes. Really, yes. And we're only charging $10 a plate. We'll take your credit cards and everything, I'm telling you. All right, we all know that it's free, I'm teasing. And this competition, you know, between Louisville, Kentucky, every dime of this will go for this ministry. I promise you this. We tease about it, we have a lot of fun with it, and we'll have a lot of fun with it, but every penny goes to keep the doors of this church open and this ministry, and I'm telling you, it's all for a great cause. We love you. Thank you for loving this church and being a part of this ministry. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Make sure you invite family, friends, grandkids from the neighborhood. Let's have a great week. Now, We're at this part of Revelation where this is some of the most exciting stuff you will find anywhere under God's Word. And if you know people that are not here, tell them to go to the internet. You can either listen to me, or if you get the right situation in your computer, if you can watch me, the most anybody can listen. This is fantastic stuff. Once Jesus defeats Satan, he's coming to set 1,000 years where he is the reigning boss, if you will, over this planet. It's going to be great. Let's walk through and see what it's going to be like. Revelation chapter 20, 1 through 15. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit. The key, Satan does not own the key. This angel on the bottomless pit had a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. We want to make sure that you, when John writes this, has no false illusions to who this is. Dragon, serpent, devil, Satan. 4 times. He wants to make sure that you know that the root of all evil will be bound for 1,000 years. Can you imagine this planet without Satan and conviction and sin, what it's going to be like? It's going to be great for God's people. Give the Lord a hand of applause. For all right, Brother Larry. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up.
I love it. I love it.
You know, sometimes you just want somebody to just shut up, don't you? Come on, guys, give the Lord a hand of applause. Just shut up. There's nothing any more aggravating than to have somebody in your ear going night and day, night and day, night and day. If you're married, you know what I mean, don't you? Come on, now. There's nothing any worse than that. There's something to be said for peace. Peace. Quietness. Jesus is in control. Shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And we're going to explain this in a minute. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. I bet I've been asked to tell how many times. Why in the world is Satan going to be loosed one more time? I'm going to answer that one. All right, boy. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgments was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. This is during the 7-year tribulation. For the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. They now have been raised, just like we will be raised just before the tribulation starts. It's called, what's it called?
Rapture.
The rapture of the church. That's right. Now they've got the new bodies as well. These are the ones that Satan went after, chopped their heads off, did everything they could to destroy them because they wouldn't take the mark of the beast. Now they're reigning with us. And I like this. See this rain? See this word with? We'll talk about this. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. And we're going to talk about this. This is the first resurrection. People have a lot of theories about this 1,000-year millennium. Now listen to me closely. Now I promise you, those who are going to watch this on the internet, and there are all kinds of questions, but I want you to listen to me closely. This is the key phrase. We're going to have a new body. Okay, you with me so far? We're going to be, we've already been sealed, we're secured, we're there for eternity. Now, at the end of this battle of Armageddon, there are going to be some people who didn't take the mark of the beast. And Jesus, he was told us there several times in the book of Revelations, some of these people ran to the mountains, ran to the caves, and they were protected. After the Battle of Armageddon, remember we come back, those of us who have been in heaven for those 7 years, it's part of the rapture of the church. that we're all together as one big team and Jesus is the head of it. But there are going to be all kinds of people that Jesus protected and have come through this battle of Armageddon. And now, this is a new planet, if you will, and Jesus is ahead of it. These people, listen to me close, walk through this with me a little bit, listen to me closely. These people will not have the new heavenly body. They haven't been changed yet. Are you with me so far? This means yes. Well, guess who's going to help Jesus watch over these thousands and thousands and thousands of people? Us. I don't know what kind of job you're going to have, but here's the deal. The more responsible that you are on this side of this, you use your talents for Jesus, you come to His church, you tie to the ministry, you do everything you can to walk a Christian life, the more and the bigger the job and the more responsibility that you're going to have. That's going to be the part of your reward. Just think, if you're a UK fan, you get to reign over all the UofL people.
Yes.
And the UofL people get to reign over all the UK people.
Yes.
I don't have a clue what it's going to be like, but I can't wait to see the job I'm going to get. You people have been a challenge. You put me in charge of the nursery? Oh, that was good. I like that. I want you to see something. The more you live for Jesus on this side, the more responsibility He's going to give you. Can you believe that? Look at this. We're going to reign with Christ, with Him, with Him. He's the boss. Buddy, we're next in line. We're the sergeants. We're the colonels. We're the generals. I don't care whatever term you want to use. So the higher the ranking means the higher and more that you do for the Lord on this planet. That ought to be enough for you to want to serve Him as much as you can every day. Study His Bible. Live for Him. Because the more responsibility He gives you, the more you come through, the more responsibility. And let me tell you something. You're going to want this. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have fun because Jesus is going to be the boss. Satan is bound and tied up for 1,000 years. Prosperity is going to be a thing. We're going to worry about money. I mean, money's going to flow from every which direction. The rich and the poor, we'll be no different because I might be rich. There will be no class of people. Jesus is the ruler. Let me tell you something. Now remember this group of people that survived the Battle of Armageddon and comes in? Now they're going to have, they're still not going to be exactly holy. If they do something wrong, they come before one judge, and that's Jesus. But I'll tell you, He is a fair judge. Now, let me take you a little deeper. Walk through this with me. This is a deep subject. These people will be able to reproduce, have children. And these children are going to grow up in a society in the world that's going to be fabulous. Can you imagine the offspring? And these people are not going to live now to be 50 or 60 years old. I mean, I'm 56 years old and look at me. The Bible says that during the millennium, you'll be 100 years old and be considered a kid. You're a kid. You need to start growing up. People are going to go back to the early part of the Old Testament when they lived to be 600, 700, 800 years old. Now, in a moment, we're going to get to where the saints will be loosed one more time. Believe me, people do not understand this. I want to make sure you understand this before I leave this place today. Because I will answer this question. Because this is probably the very most important question that's ever asked to me about Revelation. Why in the world would Jesus do this again? All right, well, there, here we go. Blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection. On such a second death has no power, but they shall be priests. Here we go. Priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Priest, that means that's a title. You're going to have a title. And you're going to reign with Jesus. You're going to have authority. Those of us who's part of the first rapture of the church. How much fun is that going to be? Oh, are you awake? You're going to have a ball, aren't we, Mark?
That's right.
That's right. I don't know which one put you in charge of, but he's in charge of that. Yeah. All right. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of prison. All right, Larry. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. These are just names for Satan. To gather them together to battle. Here we go. And the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And fire came from God out of heaven and devoured them. How much sand is there on the beach? A lot of it. During this time, as I told you, children will be born, flourishing. This world is going to be populated again. But again, this is not part of the group that's part of the first resurrection. Now, they don't know any different. And believe this or not, there are going to be people at the end of this 1,000 years that's not going to appreciate God and not going to appreciate Jesus. Can you believe that? You better believe it. This was the one reason. Satan is going to find out and God is going to find out. Even in the midst of this beautiful time, there are going to be people that are actually going to get mad at Jesus. Because they're going to try to live their own world. We're going to be in charge of them. We're going to come to them, try to straighten them out. But Jesus is the final judge. And he's going to find out. This is before the new heaven and the new earth. That comes the next chapter. You don't want to miss out. But we're going to find out one last time. Now, when he comes back, he's going to be loose just for a moment in time. Believe it or not, there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are going to give in to Satan, even during this millennial time. Not all of us as part of that first. We're already in a holy body, perfect. But for that group that survives, and they start to have children, they're actually going to get mad at Christ. That's why I'm saying this most one more time. And there will be thousands of them. And there won't be no more Armageddon. Within a matter of a blink of an eye, look at it. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Actually, these people are going to try to surround the good people and try to take them down. They're going to actually surround them. And when it says here, the holy city, most people think this is Jerusalem. But they're going to actually think that they can still take on God because that's what Satan's going to say. Within a matter of a blink of an eye, they're gone. This is why the great white throne is coming up next. Because this great white throne is going to be horrible. But we had to wait to see who would be left out of this 1,000-year millennium that would go against Jesus before we went to the last and great judgment that sends people to hell for eternity. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, so Larry. Now the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Wow. And I saw, here comes a different scene. I saw a great white throne. Let me tell you why this is white. It's because of one who sat on it. And him that sat on it, and from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Everybody will be brought back to life to come to meet. Now this great white throne is not in heaven. Nobody who has, when I say heaven, I'm talking about the new heaven and new earth coming in chapter 21. Nobody will ever see the wonder of this next heaven that we're going to talk about. Except for godly people who have believed in Jesus. That's what he died for, so you can see how marvelous this place is going to be. The great white throne comes first. Look what happens. All right, Brother Larry. And I saw the the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. Books here is what you did. How you did. Now, they've already been judged because they wouldn't accept Jesus. But even God, before he condemns him, is going to show them the reason why. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. There's going to be at least two books there. The book of life means a lot, because if your name's not in that book of life, you will not see the gates of heaven. When you walk down these aisles and give your life to Jesus, it's put in there. You know who puts it in there? Jesus puts it in there by his blood. That's what goes in the book of life. You better hope and pray your name's in the book of life. You better hope and pray you've got kids and you've got family that's in that book of life. Because if you're out of the book of life, you're into hell for eternity, eternity, and eternity. Give God a hand of applause. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to his works. From the beginning of history, everybody that has denied Jesus, everyone who has gone up against God, will face him one last time in this great, great judgment day. And they will be condemned forever and ever. Look how we close this out, little Larry. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. They will not do a funeral. That's only the first death. Everybody's going to die of that unless we're living here during the time when Jesus comes and the rapture shows up. You die once, but there's also a second death, and that's when you're condemned to hell forever and ever and ever and ever, because you had every opportunity to accept Jesus Christ and you didn't do it. You had every opportunity to accept Jesus and you didn't do it. He's a God of grace. We still live under the age of grace, but this day is coming to a close fast, and then we're going to the age of judgment. You want to be a part of the age of grace. Do you hear me? Do you listen to me? You want to be a part of the age of grace. You do not want to be a part of the age of judgment, because you will be condemned and you will be in hell for eternity and eternity. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The millennium is exciting. That 1,000-year reign is going to be a great time on this planet. But the only way you can really truly get prepared for it is to know Jesus right now. But see, if you leave this world and die before the rapture of the church and don't know Jesus, you're going to be waiting for that second death. You don't want to go through this great white throne. This is horrible, people. This last judgment day. But let me tell you what God's going to point out. In these books, he's going to point out the date and time that you had when someone invited you to accept him. Every day he was in church, every time you heard an invitation to him, and every time you walked out here and said, no, I can do it on my own. He's going to point out to you from the day of the time that you knew the right from wrong until the time that you died. He's going to show you every opportunity. And believe me, there would not be one person standing, because the gospel is going around the world. There's not even a remote place in Africa that the gospel's not at. The time is at hand and Jesus is coming. He's going to point out every path. Every time that you said, I'm too sick to go. Every time I'm too tired to go. Every time I got this. Every time I put a golf game before church. Put a fishing trip before church. Put anything before God and left God out of my life. He will remind you before he casts you into hell. Let me tell you something, folks, he's not playing. Amen. And this day is fast approaching, I promise you. And I know for probably 95% of you here, and maybe even those that are watching the internet, are saved. But if you know one person that's lost, we're running out of time. And I know you can't force people, but you sure can invite them. I don't care if it's family, friends. You know, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Even somebody you don't like, they don't deserve this. But they will get it if they leave Jesus out of their life. That is the gospel, holy truth. Would you stand with me, please? Is every head bowed, every eye is closed. Father, today, as a child of God, how we look forward to this day when you reign on this earth again. But Father, this old world is so corrupt. But Father, we have people that we know and the people that we love that are lost. See, it's not just saying, I know who Jesus is. Everybody knows who Jesus is. It's not about not whether you call him by name. It's whether you know him in your heart. Do you truly believe? Have you accepted him in a public way? Have you said, Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want to live by your book. I want to live by your scriptures. And I promise you today, if you're here and you're not 100% sure, you need to make it sure. And all you got to do is come and just say, Brother Roger, I want to accept Jesus. That's all you got to say to me. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. I'm going to welcome you into the kingdom of God. And the first chance you get, we're going to baptize you. But you have secured your wonderful time. When God rules his plan. It's up to you. You want to spend eternity in fire and brimstone where you'll never be able to rest, or spend it with Jesus and his holy people. And when we get to this new heaven and new earth, you've never seen such beauty that's coming. And nobody will see this except those who've been saved by the wonderful, amazing gospel of the cross of Jesus Christ. If you need a quiet time with this altar, we're going to invite you. But more important, if you're watching here by the internet, if you listen to me closely, time is running. The clock is ticking. Find you a good church home. Find a preacher that's preaching the gospel. You go to it. You accept Jesus Christ. Although you don't have to be in any church. You can do it right now where you're at. You can be in jail. You can be lying in your bed. All you've got to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior, and you will be saved. Then find your good church home and get in it. But Jesus is coming. The trumpet's in his hands. Father, we ask your blessings, and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And everyone said, Stephanie.
Number 40.